You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bases loaded, one out. 1-1. Swing and a liner. Play to the backhand on a hop by Massey. Flips to Garcia for one. Throw to first on a hop out there as well. What a double play. Massey to Garcia to Vinny Pasquantino. An unbelievable double play. Gets Waka out of the inning. And Houston does not score. Wow. We go to the fourth. The Royals lead at 7-0.
Wow. That was, that's our guy, Stu. Going after that play by Massey, which was, by the way, seventh best play on ESPN's top 10 today. So, yeah, that's where they rank that.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Not sure what the momentum swing would have done for that game. Hard to tell. But, again, great defensive play. Royals win last night 7-5. Some of us, myself included, when it got to 7-5, was like, oh, no. Like, I can't take this now. I can't let the bullpen be the next one. Can't have the offense, can't score, and the offense scores. And then all of a sudden, well, we scored a bunch of runs, where damn bullpen blew it. But the Royals win last night 7-5 against Houston. They played three there, then they come home. They're off Thursday, and they played three against St. Louis. Talked yesterday, just keep winning. Can't dive into the schedule week by week by week by week. Was playing golf with a couple guys yesterday, and I asked one of them who was wearing a Royals polo, proud and true. I said, hey, Jeff, so are you one of these guys that bitches and moans that this team just beats bad teams? He goes, who the hell's doing that?
Yeah, like, all right. Exactly. It goes back to the fan that has way too much free time to be a fan of a sport, to worry about the day-to-day minutia of baseball, and to also complain about the day-to-day minutia of baseball when your team is, I don't know, winning baseball games. Like, it's one thing if your team is losing and you're the Rockies and you want to complain about what's going on, or you're the Pittsburgh Pirates and you want to complain about what's going on. But, I mean, when you're the Royals and you're a fan of this ball club right now, there's no reason to be complaining about what's going on. And I think what we think about with this Royals team when it comes to these folks complaining about this nonsense is that, like, the Chiefs are Super Bowl or bust every year. That's their goal every single year, as it should be. You have the greatest player in the world. You have the greatest head coach in the world. You have the greatest tight end that maybe has ever lived. You have one of the best defensive, like, your goal every year is Super Bowl or bust. They've laid that groundwork, right? They've shown us that they can get to the Super Bowl and that they can win it. They've earned that. I don't want to say it's the benefit of the doubt, but it's kind of the benefit of the doubt. Like, when the Chiefs start their season, when they're doing OTAs or whatever nonsense is going on right now, their goal is to be there at the end and win the Lombardi Trophy. There's not many teams in the NFL that can have that goal, right? You know, Kansas City, Buffalo,
they can say that's their goal, but in reality.
Reality is, you know, there's about five or six teams that have the goal right now, the real goal of winning that Super Bowl trophy. The Chiefs are one of those teams. The expectations for the Royals should not be World Series or bust. And I think there's a lot of people that are living in that mindset right now where they're looking at this team as, are they capable of winning a championship? Are they a World Series team? I don't think they are quite yet. Obviously, they still need a bat. We know that, right? They're not going to score 7 runs every night. They're not ready quite yet to win that World Series. They're a bat away from saying, yeah, this is a legitimate World Series team. So at this point of the season, if your expectation is for this team to be a World Series champion and you're seeing things you say, oh, my God, they're not going to be able to win a World Series that way, you need to change your line of expectation and your line of thinking. For the Royals right now, until they prove it in the postseason like the Chiefs have done, like this is the Alex Smith era of the Chiefs or even the Trent Green era of the Chiefs right now where you got a pretty good team, but your expectation doesn't always feel like they're going to be a Super Bowl winner, but you expect them to get into the playoffs and maybe they win a game or a series if you're the Royals. I think that needs to be your expectation right now if you are one of those, as you mentioned earlier, 7 people out there that are probably sitting on the fence wondering why they're not beating good teams. Houston's a good team, at least on paper. They're a good team, at least by name. They're supposed to be a good team. They got a nice win last night, man. The pitching was really good until kind of the end, and obviously offensively they got on the board early, scored a lot of early runs, made the lead hold up. But I think you'll enjoy the ride much more if you just say, yeah, I expect this Royals team to be in the playoffs and that be your end goal. And anything past getting to the playoffs becomes gravy for you. Just because you make the playoffs every year or make it to the postseason in sports doesn't mean you have to be the team that wins that championship. Sometimes there's a little bit of a build. And I think if your goal is to say, okay, this has to be a World Series team, and you're complaining about what's not working to be that World Series team, you're missing the ride of a pretty darn good team that is going to go to the playoffs. And who knows what could happen once the postseason kicks in. And I was talking to somebody last night in Major League Baseball, a friend of mine who's a scout. And I said, is anything happening? He goes, no, we're getting ready, though, to start to hit the ground running with some of these moves. You're starting to see some of these teams realize where they are. In the next couple of weeks, it's really going to heat up when it comes to some of these trades around Major League Baseball. And so that's when the Royals can kind of get that bat that they've been looking for, hopefully, knock on Formica, that they go out there, they take care of business, and they're able to get that bat. And then we can have real expectations about winning a World Series. But right now, have the expectation that this is going to be a playoff team and enjoy what this playoff team is giving us, because it's fun every night when you watch these guys.
Yeah, I like the conversation you were starting to have about the Alex Smith there. I would say we're past that. I would say that was probably last year. And I think this is now, like, this is the year where, like, I think that this pitching staff can get you to the ALCS. And I think that this is, like, year one of Mahomes getting to the AFC Championship game with Brady. Like, after about 4 or 5 weeks, I think when we watched that Chiefs season, we were all like, okay, this offense can get you the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Like, you just got to, like, I'm not expecting a Super Bowl, but we have an offensive unit that can win a Super Bowl. The question was the defense. Whereas, like, here, you have a pitching staff that could win you a World Series.
No doubt. It's the best 100%. Staff in baseball.
That's right not, now. I don't think that's a hyperbolic take. Just like the Chiefs in, what was that, 18, had an offense that could win a Super Bowl. But everybody was like, man, this defense is going to be the catalyst that's going to take us down. Kind of was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, unfortunately, you ran into Brady and Belichick and overtime rules that are different now that we try to change. But of course, Buffalo got changed. I stopped. But this year, it's like kind of the same thing. Like, Bobby's where I think, like, Mahomes was now. Like, I think where Mahomes was in 18, Bobby's there, where it's like, okay, last year he had the big July. We've seen, like, the power of it. Now it's like, Bobby's just going to be Bobby. Bobby's going to be able to do whatever he wants to do. He's going to hit 325 every year at least. He's going to have 25 home runs, 40 stolen bases, 100 RBI, whatever it may be. And now I think that in everybody's mind, they know that they are a playoff team. But again, I'm like everybody else. Like, I don't want to just be like, hey, make it to the playoffs and I'm fine with it. And I don't think that's your take either. I think your take is like mine yesterday as well, is like, you're the playoffs in baseball. Like, anything's possible. Like in 14, like, hey, they get to a wild card game. Like you said yesterday, we made it. We at least were one of the teams that got to play for something when nobody else got to. Mm-hmm. And then what happened? History. You're like, okay, this is cool. And then it's just momentum. And then it's just win a 5-game series, win 4 games, win 4 games.
Right.
And I think the Royals have a pitching staff that can win them a World Series. I think they have an offense that is, I think I could hear people last night in my head be like, how come they can't score like consistently 4, but they'll go like 1-0, 1-2, 0-1, and then it'll be like 9. It's like, can they spread that out? That just ain't how baseball works.
Yeah,
like,
right.
It's just such a long season that it's broken up in so many different ways. But like Rob Brenton mentioned something on our Instagram page yesterday, that they are 15-1 when scoring four or more runs. Mm-hmm. They scored four or more last night. They're now 16-1 when they score four or more. That's why that pitching staff is a World Series staff. I say four runs. I don't know baseball probably enough like Werner, like maybe like you or like those guys that have followed it their whole lives. Four seems like a lot of runs to average, but maybe it's not. But like if they could score four runs every night and they're 16-1 going into May 13th, some tells me like just score four. That's like my motto the rest of the day because I'm with Rob on this. 15-1 yesterday, now 16-1 when scoring four or more. Bullpen, a little dicey, but it wasn't your normal bullpen, guys. So I think, look, the offense is going to have ups and downs. That's baseball. It's hard to hit. But pitching has shown you from day one that it is sticking around. And I think that there's a chance. I think there's a chance this team, if they can get into the playoffs, they could be an ALCS contender.
And if they make the ALCS this year, that's a great thing for this team, right? That would be
an absolute.
Yeah. That's a great step forward. And that kind of should be their goal, your goal, whose goal, right? Like ALCS, okay, that's a successful season. I think, though, with the Royals right now, like, you know, we have been over the last 11 years brutally spoiled in this town when it comes to sports. And I'm not just talking about Patrick Mahomes and whatnot, I'm talking about the way that these teams, the Royals and the Chiefs, have left us in the postseason. Last year, when the Royals got eliminated in the ALDS by the Yankees, it was the earliest one of our teams got eliminated in the postseason in the last 11 years, because the Royals, their 2 years in the postseason, made it all the way to the World Series in both of those years. So we just thought, hey, you roll out of bed, you make it to the World Series. And then the Chiefs showed up and have made every AFC championship game since Patrick Mahomes has taken over as the starting quarterback. And so right. We just assume you're always going to be there. And that's the spoiled pill that we've had over the last 11 years. Obviously, for the previous 40, we didn't have many spoiled pills or good right. pills or anything like that. But we've been spoiled to think that if you don't make it to the AFC championship game or the Super Bowl or the World Series, and somehow it was a failed season and it didn't work out properly. Sometimes there are steps to be taken. And I think this is another step for the Royals, because they're still not, as we talked about, a complete team yet. They still need that other bat. Yeah. And that's the beauty about baseball versus football. During a football season, you're not making yourself better. Find me an in-season trade in the NFL that made your team truly better. How excited were we for, what was his name last year that you made the face? DeAndre Hopkins, right?
Yeah.
What difference did that dude make on the team, right? Like, or the Joshua Uche trade or anything like that, right? How is the Joshua Uche trade that we were all excited about? It's going to give you some depth along the defensive line. Kling got in the game more than Joshua Uche did, right? I mean, so you know, in baseball, you can go and change on a dime, though, and make these moves that bolster your lineup. So you have the ability to do that in baseball. You just have to wait for these other turd birds to kind of fall off, and then you can go swoop in and grab their scrap parts. I've also been told Colorado may not be trading anybody because their owner doesn't want to deal anybody, because that's the way he is. And so, you know, you may be looking at a situation in Colorado where they're not going to be able to move anybody off. Not that you want anybody off that roster, but if you're looking for an ancillary bat or somebody to kind of fill the hole as we wait for that big bat to come onto the scene, then maybe that's somebody you look at. But if Colorado's not willing to trade anybody, that's one team that's off the board right now.
Mm-hmm. Colorado, Pittsburgh. I'm interested to see what Baltimore does. I don't know if they're sellers at this point of the year, but I would be interested to see what Baltimore would do with that roster.
You know,
they got a couple players that I'm pretty sure they would part ways with, depending on what they think their team is in the future, because what? Missed last year in the playoffs for the Royals. They've had a down year this year. Maybe what they thought they put together with the homegrown talent they have was what they could have enough of. Now they may not. They may need something different. And maybe Ryan Mountcastle's out there. Maybe Ryan O'Hearn's out there.
Yeah.
You know, but
again, Cedric Mullins could be a nice addition for this
ball club. I'm not mad about
that, you know?
Because you had a name on the rundown that you said go for.
Yeah, Rafael Devers, player of the week last week for the American League. And I think, you know, he obviously wants out of, you know, where we are in Boston right about now, and can be a guy that can play third base for you, obviously wants to play third base right now. And it solves a lot of ills. It makes you have an everyday third baseman. Now you can move maybe Michael Garcia to left field. You can play Jonathan Jonathan India at second base, and you have another bat in your lineup. Plus, it also shows fans that John Sherman's all in. And I think there are still fans, for whatever reason, that are still sitting on the fence with John Sherman. So you get a bat, you get a glove, and you get belief and ownership all in one move. And he's got a big contract left, obviously. I mean, and that's why I say it's a big move for John Sherman, because you would be absorbing a lot of money. And based on that, I don't think it would cost you a lot in acquisition costs if you're willing to eat dough to bring Rafael Devers here to Kansas City. A move obviously can be had. We saw him hit that big home run the other day in Kansas City over the center field wall, mashing the wall down out there. I kind of like that that possibility, and I think that could be a nice addition for this Royals club. Be bold. Do something that this ball club, this organization has never seen before. And if John Sherman wants to cement himself as this guy who's not David Glass and break through that glass ceiling, if you will, go out and make a move like this. It shows your fans that you truly are all in.
Yeah, I'm indifferent. I don't know if Devers is a guy that I would bring in due to what I've seen this year on how he has been, because it seems like he kind of wants to be the guy, at least from what we've been told. I mean, I think it was you that told me that their GM flew in Friday night.
Their owner
flew in to be like, hey, man, let's have a conversation real quick. Like, You can't be this guy. Now, he's torn the cover off the ball since that conversation.
Right. And since that 0-for-19 start where he struck out 12 times, right, he's dominating.
But small market baseball is built on stability in a clubhouse. And I truly believe that. I know a lot of baseball is like, we talk about how in San Diego, when they let go of Eric Hosmer, all of a sudden that team crumbled. Mm-hmm. Like that locker room fell apart. I don't know if Devers is a guy that comes to this team and is a positive reinforcement. Now, the other thing I don't want is I don't want Jonathan India to play second. I don't want Jonathan India to really play defense. And I don't think that's an egregious shot at Jonathan India. He made another atrocious play last night. Michael Massey is a gold glove second baseman, so I definitely don't want India playing second. But if India can DH, I don't see why there's a problem there. Or like, you know, maybe be a utility somewhere else. Devers just kind of seems like the kind of guy that is Jack Parkman, that at one point his shake made all the ladies go nuts, mm-hmm, and now it makes every lady go vomit. Mm-hmm. And I'm afraid that if he came to this team where he's, you know, it's me, it's like, no, this is Bobby and Sal's team, and Vinny's kind of their guy. You just come be a part. I don't know if he's willing to do that. Again, I don't know the guy personally.
Yeah.
But from what I've seen this year, they brought in a gold glove, the number one most acquired free agent in baseball, to make their team better defensively, offensively, and he had nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. He was like, nope, I'm going to play third. It's like, no, dude, this guy is a gold glove third baseman that we are bringing in, that we're paying a lot of money for. This is Boston. This is how things work. And he was all against it. And then even still into mid-May, he's calling out ownership. And I don't know if I want that in Kansas City.
Yeah, and I don't know how much of that, you know, is what he really feels. It's hard because they were even talking about, like, a lot of the stuff was lost in translation with the translator, how he was really referring to this. And I think a lot of people obviously maybe have taken it the wrong way. Maybe he is meaning it the way that he is. I don't know what the answer is to that question. But I think his case was, I just because I'm a Major League Baseball player doesn't mean I can switch positions right away and play this other position and be good at it, right? Like, I would give him the benefit of the doubt on this one, because we haven't heard much from this guy until this year, until they went out and tried to get better as an organization. Now, anybody in that spot would probably feel the same way in any walk of life. You're bringing in somebody else to take my position when you just signed me to this long-term contract and you want me to move? This is my team? Oh, no. Did they talk to him about this before they went out and made that move in the offseason, right? Did they sit down and have a conversation with Devers and say, hey, this is a deal, man. We got an opportunity to go out and get better at third base. We have an opportunity to make our team better. Would you be willing to maybe make a position switch and have that conversation up front with him? Did they do that? And if they didn't do that, well, that's kind of on the organization, you know. But also too, with Devers, he gives you a spot in your lineup that you kind of need filled. Like, we kind of need an everyday legitimate third baseman, right? Because I do like Mikel Garcia a lot, and I think he's the second best infielder. He can play all over that diamond for you. That's the luxury of having Mikel Garcia. He can play so many different positions for you and get after it, and so you can feel free to move him around. I see what you're saying about Jonathan India, and it has been, you know, less than stellar from a defensive place, but where are you going to put this guy right now, right? You've got to find a spot for him, and maybe second base works. And, you know, as Vern said yesterday, though, he didn't want a full-time DH guy out there because he likes the ability to move guys around and have that. So Jonathan India just has to get better.
Right. And I think DHing him right now is not necessarily a full-time move, but I think the full-time move right now for the next couple weeks gives Salvi a couple days.
Yeah, sure.
Looks lost at the plate again. Looks squeamish behind the plate, trying to squeeze him in there. I understand that he's a guy that I don't want to be taken out of the lineup. No, I'm not Rob Brenton. I'm not saying that he's washed. I'm just saying that it seems like maybe there's that time in the season where it's like, hey, man, just take the rest of Houston. Take Tuesday, Wednesday. We have an off day Thursday. Mm-hmm. Friday against St. Louis. We'll DH you there. India, you're going to have to go play somewhere and clean it up because, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of money on this team. But where we have a lot of money is speed and defense. Mm-hmm. Got to play defense on this team.
Yeah, you do. You have to play defense. If Jonathan India can't play defense, then he becomes a detriment in that lineup.
It's the equivalent of if you're running back for the Kansas City Chiefs, you got to be able to pass
ball. Yeah, you do. You absolutely. Or you maybe you have to play special teams if you want to join this ball club or whatever the case may be. Like, you've got to do those little things. Now, I will take a sidebar and make a baseball excuse, if you will, for India. He's playing all over the place. So sometimes maybe for those guys, and again, these dudes are creatures of habit, worse than you are, and I am, and anybody is. You move them out of a different position and all of a sudden it's like all hell's breaking loose and, you know, they're a child in the middle of a room screaming. That's kind of the baseball player mentality. They're not really used to dealing with a lot of adversity in their life. Mm-hmm. And so maybe bouncing these guys around is having a, you know, some sort of bad effect on Jonathan India. Maybe he's not capable of that, as I say it. Now, I don't know that he is or he isn't. And obviously the play of his defense needs to be better at every position because he's made boneheaded plays in left field. He's made boneheaded plays at third base. We've seen him make boneheaded plays kind of all over the diamond, right? And so he does need to get better defensively, but maybe he's just one of those guys that just can't play multiple positions and needs that set position, and then he's able to take off to the next level. Because there are dudes like that over the years. People say, oh, this guy would be upset if he was batting third, but if he was batting second, by God, he hit so much better because mentally it would just work for him. And so maybe a guy like Jonathan India just needs that stable position.
I will say, I don't think his error last night cost the Royals anything.
Right.
But also, if you're not going to be that great defensively, do what you did last night at the dish.
Yeah, right.
He was great at the dish.
Because he was great at the plate last night. He really was, right?
As long as you don't go 0-for-9, right, and then have an error in the field, you're going to be all right. You're not going to get a lot of love. But if you're 3-for-5 and you make one error that didn't cost the team, they'll forget about that.
They will. They'll move on, and everybody will be okay.
He is hitting again.
He is.
He's hitting like he was in Philadelphia.
Yep. It's great to see him kind of at the top of the lineup and setting that table now and giving the opportunity for Bobby and Sal and Vinny and these guys, Michael Garcia as well. I know Salvi and Garcia were like combined 0-for-8 or whatever it was last night. They still scored 7 runs. But, you know, give those guys the opportunity to drive you in. And that's why really Jonathan India was brought over here. He wasn't brought over per se to play defense. I know that's part of the game, but the initial, like, let's go get Jonathan India, because we needed a leadoff guy, right? Mm-hmm. We needed somebody that could get on base consistently ahead of Bobby in that lineup to give him the opportunity to drive him in, and India's starting to do that. So do one thing every day to help your team win. Jonathan India did that yesterday.
Yeah, it was on base and scoring runs, and let Bobby Witt Jr. just continue to be Bobby Witt Jr., because it was, what, 7 runs in the first 4 innings?
Yeah, real quick. Yeah.
I was waiting for the game over text, but I think 2 people were locked into Knicks and Celtics.
Yeah.
So I was like, the guy was the Royals out there. I'm like, hey, guys, we'll tell you something here. Royals, they're up 7-0.
Yeah, I had them on the other TV last night.
Had them on my phone.
Yeah, sure. They were on the top TV.
You didn't
TV.
Need to watch them last night.
It was one of those games where it's like, all right, it's 7-0. I'm comfortable.
Heck yes.
I don't need to really pay attention to this. They got this. They scored 7 runs, right? They figured out a way to score 7 runs in a game. You're going to win this thing. You feel comfortable about it. You're paying attention to what was going on the hardwood, because that was the best game of that series, the best game of the night last night. And so I think everybody's attention is kind of, you know, moved all over the place because there's a lot of good things going on in sports, and the Royals are up 7-0. You feel really, really comfortable about that one. Put your feet up, watch them score 7 runs, and say, all right, we'll take care of the Houston, whatever Strohs they are, right?
Their outfits last night were nasty, though.
Did you guys like those?
Loved them.
I kind of did, too. Yeah, the hat. And the helmet
shirt,
was really
the jersey,
good.
The star on the left side with the shooting outside.
It's like they combined every uniform they had into one.
It was great.
Yeah, it was like that.
It's okay to admit you like those, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I really do like those.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Arizona's Wildberry Pop-Tarts.
You didn't. See, everybody was saying they're the best, you know, jerseys out there for the City Connects.
Those are trash.
People were raving about those jerseys.
It's like the Wildberry Pop-Tarts. They're like purple and teal.
Yeah.
And,
perfect desert colors.
It's a no for me, dog.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.